We are so fortunate to have proximity to trees and trails in southern Ontario. Our urban centers are densely packed, it is true, but a short drive in the car gets us out of the concrete core and onto the trails that abound in this area. Walking in the woods is beneficial to body and mind, and the stresses of the day fall away in the cathedral of the woods. At this time of year especially, when leaves are starting to turn color, and shafts of sunlight through the boughs turn amber leaves to gold, the quiet of the woods is a benison. Thousands of years ago, when indigenous people populated this area, these woods were part of their garden. Over 1,000 plants were used for food and medicine. Think about that the next time you amble through the woods. We have no idea of the rich potential of all the trees and plants surrounding us. When the settlers arrived, gardens were created by backbreaking clearing of land, removing trees, stones, and roots. The settlers brought precious seeds with them, and they depended on these crops for survival. Gardens were utilitarian, and the more productive the better. Flowers were not important. The settlers brought their European gardening experience with them to the new land, with limited success initially. They attempted to import European farming methods, which was all they knew, to a land they were unfamiliar with. No wonder they struggled. Nowadays, when we speak of our garden, we usually mean our flower gardens, created for beauty, not utility. Most of us no longer have to rely on our production of crops in our backyard for bread and vegetables. Yet more and more we are becoming aware of the historical value of the landscape, and the significance of the knowledge the indigenous people had. The forest and land was used by them for shelter, food and medicine, long before the settlers arrived. This priceless knowledge base was largely ignored, but now we are starting to recognize how important it is. Olga Maronka and Kirsten McCarthy will be speaking on this very relevant topic at the next meeting of the Flamborough Horticultural Society. Olga has taken the Dalhousie Master Gardener classes and is close to obtaining her certification. Kirsten is a Master Gardener, and has been a member of the Halton Master Gardeners since 2021. Both of these knowledgeable gardeners are keenly aware of the biodiversity crisis the planet is undergoing, and have a passion for promoting sustainable gardening. Take the opportunity to learn more about protecting plant species, habitats and ecosystems, and join us on Wednesday, October 16th at St. Thomas the Apostle Church Parish Hall, 715 Center Road in Waterdown. Meet and greet begins at 7 p.m. Contact flamhort@hotmail.com for payment options or e-transfer to fhs.treasurer@hotmail.com. There is a $5 guest fee to join the meeting. See you there.